Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as usual on a Monday, a brief look back at the ups and downs of last week's farming. First off, it was a down for cereal prices. Wheat fell on the futures market and Thursday saw the May 2011 price down to £184.50. The main reason was higher than expected forecasts of year-end stocks of the crop, although round the world weather scares could send things back up again just as fast as they've fallen. On the way up was farm borrowing from the banks, with a 3.7% rise year on year, taking the total to £11.65 billion. The overriding reason here is the investment in new equipment, particularly by arable farmers, and these boys were closely followed by dairymen and pigmen who needed extended loans just to stay in business. But as the week went on, it was down with the snow and a real mixed bag as the week finished and over the weekend. The weather are now the hot topic for farmers once again. And with spring drilling of barley and lambing both in mind, we spoke to our man in the know. He's our own local weather forecaster, David Kerr from Aldern. And we asked him, after such a promising start to the spring, what on earth has gone wrong?
That was all blasted away by the Atlantic, or part of it. The polar vortex breaking off and blowing a lot of big depressions towards us, therefore cool, almost wintry-like. We had snow in the last few days on west winds, which is a bit unusual, but sea temperatures are on the low side, and that just enhances the snow. This week looks a lot more benign. An anticyclone from the east will establish up here, head west if you want the best weather. Northwest Scotland should be lovely in the shadow of the mountains and shelter from the east, but the east coast may be a bit dull, cool. If the sky clears, then there'll be frosty nights as well.
And what about drilling spring barley, for those who are thinking about that? Is it just a little bit early?
I suspect some people managed to get going last week when it was so beautiful, but it looks as though towards the end of next week, things should start to dry up again. Yes, that's a potential possibility. And probably for the rest of the month too, although there are hints of some northern blocking towards the end of the month, which may increase the chance of more northerly outbreaks. So there is the potential for some more wintry weather towards the end of the month.
So there you go. It looks like a temporary blip in the weather, but certainly it's one heck of a blip. And later on this week, David will be looking a bit further ahead for us on the weather front. But that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.